Today, Congress approved a measure that would put up new barriers for Syrian and Iraqi refugees trying to enter the United States. The president has said he'll veto such a bill if it reaches his desk, and Senate action is not scheduled at this point. The House vote echoes statements from more than half of the nation's governors, mostly Republicans, who don't want Syrian refugees in their states without more vetting. North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory is one of those governors. He's with us from Las Vegas, where the Republican Governors Association annual conference is going on. Governor, welcome back to Here and Now.
Thanks for having me, Jeremy.
Well, and I'm sure that you have heard some of the criticism of what you and many other governors have said about Syrian refugees. And I just want to play you a little bit. This is from the Connecticut governor, Daniel Malloy, who's a Democrat, talking on MSNBC. Here he is.
And the American people are generous people, and they understand what's written on the Statue of Liberty. Give us your poor, you're tired, you're weary. But a bunch of governors got ahead of themselves, didn't bother to do their homework, didn't bother to understand what's going on even in their own states and how hard this process is, and they jumped on a political bandwagon.
How do you respond to that?
Well, I think he's misinformed. Actually, the governors are bringing up very legitimate questions that the people of the United States are bringing up, and I think both Dan Malloy, who I know very well from being a previous mayor with him, and President Obama, frankly, don't feel the pulse of people's concern about what happened in France and actually what the administration's own FBI director is saying at this point in time regarding the major voids and gaps in security background checks coming from refugees in Syria. And, you know, we're at a war at this point in time, and I've got a responsibility to ensure that people are safe. And this is a very unique time in our world where we have a group called ISIS that's will do anything to kill and destroy our way of life. And they've done this in France, and they've promised to do this in the United States and throughout the world.
Well, and they've done it in Syria, and that's what these people have been fleeing, that kind of violence. But if the United States is not going to take in Syrian refugees, who is? Where are these people supposed to go?
Well, I think the question is, first, we would be glad to welcome them, but we want to make sure they're thoroughly vetted. And this is what's unique about Syria is they're in a civil war. We don't have an embassy to work through. You know, it's hard enough to get a background check of people from the United States, much less in Syria. And it's the FBI that is communicating. And I think what the governors are asking us is, we're all on the same team. The president and the governors need to be on the same team. We don't need to be lectured to by the president. We need answers because these people are being sent to our states not through a Checkpoint Charlie type of system, but frankly, directly to nonprofit agencies who thankfully are taking care of these refugees. But we have to make sure our public safety personnel know exactly what their backgrounds are, who they are, and where they're being relocated within our states.
So what would be an adequate amount of vetting? What would get you on the same page as the president in terms of welcoming these Syrian refugees? What do you want exactly?
Well, the first thing we need to know is what type of vetting is being done at this point in time and where the gaps are within the vetting that the FBI has voiced concerns about in front of Congress just in the past 3 or 4 weeks. So even major Democratic governors from some of the largest states in the United States say, you are not communicating with us, Mr. President. You are not communicating with our public safety, homeland security officials in our states. We have been told by the FBI that they are monitoring potential terrorist activity in all states, and I know they are doing it in my state of North Carolina as we speak, and yet they could not say for certain that any of the immigrant refugees are involved in the current terrorist activity.
Some people have compared the reaction, though, to this, to the reaction after a big mass shooting, which is some of the same people who are saying we've got to really up the vetting here and stop the refugees from coming in until we do this, would say after a mass shooting, well, don't blame us for what one bad apple does. We shouldn't, you know, have all kinds of gun restrictions be put in place because of one bad apple.
This is not one bad apple. These are coordinated attacks very similar to 9/11. As you see on the news right now every day, these are well-coordinated attacks, very well-timed, coordinated with ISIS. We're talking now about a plane being blown up, very similar to what we saw with 9/11, and we ought to treat it as such. And they have stated that one of their goals is to infiltrate the refugee program, which is a very sad thing to hear. I care for these people. North Carolina has taken a lot of refugees, We're a state of 9.6 million people, the ninth most populated state in the United States. We've taken a lot of refugee, and we want to, but we need to have a clear communication path with a situation that our country has not encountered, a situation where people are strapping bombs to themselves and blowing themselves up. The White House took the first positive step in having a phone call yesterday with staff personnel. I think down the road, the president and the vice president need to be on the phone call, and we need to learn from each other. Because most terrorist activity in the United States is the information is obtained from local police and state personnel, not the federal government. And that's the team effort that we must have in this war on terrorism.
That's Pat McCrory, the Republican governor of North Carolina. Governor, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.